Super good evening. Welcome to Battle of the Ciders 2026. This is the very beginning of this amazing competition. And you may remember back in 2024, I tasted 11 lagers to find and proclaim the champion continental world lager. And it ended up being an equal between Galicia Estrella and Budvar Budweiser, both incredibly good beers which are imported. So you're not getting a British version of a Czech Pilsner or a Spanish. You know, you're actually drinking Spanish water or Czechoslovakian water. And I think that's very, very important. And where better to try cider than Britain? And indeed today, Kent, which is one of the great cider counties. And so without further ado, here is the criteria. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And I'm going to mark them all out of 6, right? So 6 stars is, you know, really packing a punch, right? They might seem a bit random, but it's going to be completely fair. There will be 6 ciders in every tasting, and the winner of each tasting will then go into the finals. 2026 Battle of the Ciders. So we've got packaging and provenance. Now, they're a little bit different, but essentially, you know, how nice does the bottle look? Is it a, you know, charming bottle or can? Does it have a beautiful design on it? Has it been well thought out? And essentially, when you get into the really tiny small print, does it actually tell you, you know, who packaged it and where, and where the apples came from? Because they're not always the same. I mean, in Australia, they throw grapes into these gigantic lorries, and they will drive them thousands of miles across Australia to produce Yellowtail or whatever it is. You're definitely not getting a terroir. And I do want to see some provenance in British ciders. You know, it's not that difficult to source the apples from farms very local to whatever kind of, I don't know, conglomerate is putting it together. If you go out to a place like Sheppey Cider of Somerset or Western Cider of Much Markle in Herefordshire, you will see the huge steel tanks there, and you know that it's all being bottled there on that site. Okay, and they have extensive and fantastic facilities, magnificent discounted gift shops, and just a whole load of things, both of them, to make a very, very pleasant afternoon out. Okay, and they have, you know, dining and museums and tours, all kinds of things, animals, birds, you know, it's just a splendid feel. And then you can walk around the orchards. As far as apples go, Sheppey is just one up on Westerns, because Westerns source the apples locally, but Sheppey grow their own, and Sheppey specialise in very, very ancient traditional cider apple varieties. Right, so let's get these ciders into the glass and crack on. So it's packaging and provenance, look of the cider. So once it's in the glass, does it just have a pleasing look? Does it look like I kind of expected it would do from the packaging and provenance? What is the nose? You know, if it's got a fantastic nose that's just making me want to jump into the cider, then it will get 6. Does it have an apple taste? Personally, I think it's a massive bonus if a cider gives you some impression that it's made from apples. Does it have extra taste? You know, and that's not necessarily a good thing, but it might be. But, you know, it's random. Does it have a clean palate? So once I've drunk it, what kind of finish do I get? Do I feel, yeah, that was delicious? Or do I think, oh, I didn't really like that? Or whatever, you know. Is it a bit bitty or bubbles? I had a cider last week that I praised to the skies, And I turned round and the bubbles had gone. Right, now I might not be able to tell that in a relatively short time of tasting, but I do think the bubbles should last. You know, if I want a scrumpy cider, I'll buy a scrumpy cider. Here's a very random one, feel good factor. Just, do I feel fantastic drinking this cider? I think that's important. And then totally random, goes with cheese. I mean, is this a cider you could pair with cheese and an apple and that's it, and you just have a fantastic afternoon or evening? For me, that's important. It's not the only thing I want to have with cider. I might want pork or absolutely anything, but I want to know, would this work well with cheese? And it could be a mature cheddar, or it could be a brie, or it could be something quite different. Okay, so that's it. Packaging and provenance, look of the cider, nose, apple taste, extra taste, clean palate, bubbles, feel good factor, goes with cheese. And each one is going to score out of 6. So it's completely fair, because every cider that I taste in 2026 from now on will go down this funnel of, you know, factors. Right, so let's crack on.